The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 9. What Christ Actually Accomplished. When Christ cried out, "It is accomplished," John 19:30, he wasn't declaring that a legal debt had been paid to satisfy the Father's wrath. He was proclaiming the completion of the mission he had been created to fulfill: the removal of sin, the destruction of death's power, and the restoration of the union between God and mankind. The old recurring sacrifices had provided a temporary shield against alienation, but in his own blood, Christ provided the final, permanent remedy. Christ didn't just cover the disease, he removed it entirely. From covering to removal. Under the old covenant, sin was covered so that God's presence could remain among his people. But those coverings never took sin away. Hebrews 10:4 says plainly, "It is impossible for the blood of bulls and of he-goats to be eliminating sins." When Christ offered himself, he provided what no animal sacrifice could: a once-for-all removal of sin's barrier. Hebrews 9:26 says that he appeared for the repudiation of sin through his sacrifice. A Greek term worth clarifying is katalage, often translated reconciliation or atonement. The root means exchange or restoration to favor. Paul's use in 2 Corinthians 5:19, "God was in Christ conciliating the world to himself," underscores the Father's initiative to heal estrangement. Nothing here suggests propitiation of wrath. The word instead describes God's repair of a broken relationship, defeating the final enemy. Paul calls death the last enemy. By rising from the grave, Christ broke death's hold, not just for himself, but for the entire human race he represented. Our Savior, Christ Jesus, abolishes death, yet illuminates life and incorruption, 2 Timothy 1:10. Through death, he should be discarding him who has the might of death, that is, the adversary, Hebrews 2:14. Death had entered through Adam. It was overthrown by the last Adam. This is more than personal victory. It's the pledge of a restored creation. Reconciliation, not propitiation. Many translations, even generally reliable, literal ones, speak of propitiation as though Christ's death were a bribe to turn away God's anger. But Scripture's emphasis is on conciliation, God's act of removing the estrangement so that reconciliation can follow. God was, in Christ, conciliating the world to himself, not reckoning their offenses to them, 2 Corinthians 5:19. Notice, God is the one taking the initiative. The barrier was not his hostility toward us, but our alienation through sin and death. Christ's work removed that barrier once for all, and our loving Father provided his only begotten Son as an approach present to draw near to us in an expression of love that far surpasses all comprehension. Fulfilling the pattern, every element of the old covenant sacrificial system was a shadow of the reality that Christ brought: the spotless lamb, his sinless life, the altar, the meeting place between God and man, fulfilled in his own body, the sprinkling of blood, the application of innocence and life to cleanse what sin and death had defiled, the high priest entering the Holy of Holies, Christ entering the true heavenly sanctuary, not with animal blood, but with his own. Yet this one, when offering one sacrifice for sins, is seated to a finality at the right hand of God, Hebrews 10:12. A seat taken. Priests under the old covenant never sat while serving. The work was never done. Christ sat down because his work was complete, securing our allotment. By accomplishing this once-for-all victory, Christ secured an ironclad allotment for humanity, resurrection life, freedom from the bondage of sin, and the ultimate reconciliation of all creation to the Father. Through him to reconcile all to him, making peace through the blood of his cross, whether those on the earth or those in the heavens, Colossians 1:20. This is not a partial rescue for a select few. It is the restoration of all things under his headship. And as Vladimir Gelesnov put it, Christ is head in the heavens as well as on earth. This fact makes salvation universal, for salvation rests on headship. He is the Savior of all men because he is head of every man. He is the Savior of the body because he is its head. He reconciles the thrones, principalities, and powers because he is head of every principality and power. Why it matters today. Understanding what Christ truly accomplished changes our entire perspective. We are not trying to earn God's favor. It's already ours in Christ. We are not living under the shadow of death. It's a defeated enemy awaiting its final removal. We live in the light of a finished work carried out by our perfect leader, who fought within our nature, won the battle on our behalf, and now shares his victory with us. The work is finished. The enemy is defeated. And the victory is ours in him. Chapter 9. Key Takeaways. Christ's blood removed sin rather than merely covering it. His resurrection defeated death, humanity's last enemy. Reconciliation was God's initiative, not a bribe to appease wrath.